The subject of this podcast is getting past professional gatekeepers, who are the adversaries that often provide an impenetrable barrier between you and your cold calling goals. My definition of a gatekeeper is anyone that's between you and the decision maker that has the ability or the job role to block you. I once heard them described as people with all the power to say no and no power to say yes. If you can't get through gatekeepers, chances are you won't have a successful time making cold calls. So here are my 5 tips for getting past gatekeepers. And don't forget to also check out our blog on this topic. The first tip is to put yourself in their shoes. A lot of gatekeepers have been in their role for some time, and they understand the business and how it works, the supplier to their department, and also the pressures on their boss's head. They're also busy individuals themselves. So with that in mind, how do you feel the gatekeeper will react when your particular cold call comes in? Will they welcome it with open arms, or are they likely to be suspicious and inquisitive? This is an interruption. There's also a risk attached for the gatekeeper. If he or she puts you through, their credibility is on the line with their boss, whose time is a precious commodity. So you need to recognize this situation and consider very carefully your reason for calling and your proposition and whether it's worthy of being put through. The second point is almost a question, whether or not to build rapport. It sounds like a bit of a daft question, but you do get differing views in cold calling forums and so on this topic. And there isn't a simple answer. My view is that rapport in cold calling is always essential, but telling professional gatekeepers everything at the start of a call to try and build that rapport is dangerous. Yes, a friendly and engaging tone is an asset. However, there's no substitute for a compelling reason for calling. And regardless of this, if you allow the gatekeeper to know your objective right off the bat, they may well make their own judgment call as to whether your call's worthy enough of being put through. And inevitably, that'll be based on their knowledge and their perception. And the reality is they are not in a position to make buying decisions. So you risk losing the opportunity with a decision maker if you don't get this bit right. Therefore, my preferred route, at least at the outset, is to keep the initial conversation with the gatekeeper short. You need to sound authoritative and professional and simply ask to be put through. My third point is to be prepared for questions. Most professional gatekeepers won't let you get away with a short, sharp, John Smith, please, type of intro. That may result in a number of questions, but this is where you need to keep your cool and be prepared. A good cold caller knows just how much info to divulge and knows that you only provide the minimum amount of information with each question. The problem is the more information you provide at this point, the more ammunition the gatekeeper has to shoot you with. If you provide detailed answers to every question, they'll make their own assessment, as I said before, as to whether the business needs what you're offering. You need to plan your answers to the likely questions and remain confident and assertive. Why would a gatekeeper put through a weak caller with a poor proposition? And remember, most gatekeeper questions are pretty standard. In other words, name, company, reason for calling, etc. So with that knowledge, you can also plan your tactics. The fourth point is about gatekeeper techniques. This is a long subject, one that's part of cold calling training. If you'd like to know more about that, check out our training page. One technique I like is called embedded commands. Simply put, this means that you make the call in an assertive manner, provide limited information, and add the words thanks or thank you at the end of your sentence. So for example, John Smith, please. Yes, who's calling? Yes, it's Barry Jones. Thank you. And which company are you calling from, Barry? Yes, would you tell him that it's Barry from GSA, thanks. And what's it concerning? Yes, would you tell John it's with regard to business growth? Thank you. Now, you'll need to decide what you say when asked what it's about. And you can expect a second question, as the gatekeeper may not stop at one. But the would you at the start of the sentence is not a question, it's a command, and it should be spoken as such. And the thank you at the end of the sentence has the express aim of making the gatekeeper feel that you're done with talking to them and they should put you through. It really is a very effective technique when dealing with gatekeepers, but it only works when you say it with an authoritative tone. My final point is that you have to think on your feet. A good cold caller needs to quickly establish what kind of gatekeeper they have in front of them. And that's not easy. You have to try to glean from the opening words that the gatekeeper uses what kind of person they are. If the telemarketer listens carefully, they can pick up the tonality, the warmth in the voice, the level of engagement, and so on. It's at that point that you need to consider the approach. My preference is the approach I've just mentioned. However, if the gatekeeper still blocks you, and that's the case on several callbacks, maybe the next approach is to build greater rapport if this gatekeeper is more open. The downside is they may still not put you through, but unless you can avoid them by calling early or late or at lunchtime, you'll need to work on a compelling reason for calling and plan your approach.